Newsbreak podcast.
The search has resumed. I'm speaking to you now. I'm standing on the banks of the Jaskei River. I'm looking at three search teams. They are on their inflatable boats. Basically, they are going through the river, you know, scouring through the debris. They come out of the boats. They go into the sites on the banks of the river, you know, looking for any you know, possible clue that can they can get in terms of being able to locate those missing bodies.
Talk to me about some numbers, Tsepo. We understand initially 15 people were missing. What are the numbers as it stands?
Well, the number that we have from the Joburg Emergency Services is that 14 people have been recovered. There were two who were found alive. They were sent. They were admitted to hospital. And the moment, what they are saying is that there's three families that have come forward to say that they have their loved ones who are also missing, including a family of a three-month-old baby. So at the moment, what we know is that the search is for the three people who are still have not been accounted for, and within that three includes a three-month-old baby.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a horrific story to say the least. What has been the reaction from the congregation and the church authority since the incident?
We haven't had any word from the church authority, and I mean, when we speak to some of the people, they were saying that, you know, The priest or the prophet, the person who was conducting the baptismal ceremony, as someone is a prophet, because what we hear is that sometimes they do rituals. The person will do a ritual in the mountains, but at sometimes you do the rituals inside the water. So at the moment, we've been asking in terms of where his whereabouts are. We spoke to Robert Molauti from the Joburg Emergency Services. He said that they were able to get in touch with him on Saturday, but since after that, they haven't been able to get him on the phone. So it seems like he's gone underground for now.
What can you then tell me about investigations into this horrific incident?
We spoke to the police yesterday. They said that they've opened an inquest into the investigation, and that they will be conducting interviews with those, you know, who might be able to shed light in terms of what was happening on Saturday, and you know, eventually leading to the flash floods that we saw that, you know, swept some of the people away, which some of them eventually drowned. We spoke to Robert, who was saying that, you know, also they found some people who were clinging to the trees, you know, next to the rivers. That's how they managed to rescue some of them, including the priest. Or the prophet, that he also was found, you know, clinging to a tree, and he was able to be rescued. But now it seems like he's nowhere to be found.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.